Okay, thank you for doing this interview. I'm here with Lynette and Jerry from Philadelphia. Now, you have had a very interesting situation with your daughter who has suffered from selective mutism. Would you be kind enough to tell the listeners, to describe to the listeners what the situation was when we first met?
When we came into therapy, Jess was almost 12 years old. She had been selectively mute for about 8 years, and she'd only speak to us and at home and her grandparents and a few close friends. In her early years, she developed a system of body language and facial expressions that just she used to replace her own voice. And a lot of people got used to this, and just got through school by whispering in her teacher's ear.
So wait a minute, she would whisper in school?
Yes, she would whisper only to the teacher, and it had to be in her ear, and she would cup her hand around her mouth so no one could see her lips move.
I would imagine that this kind of situation created a number of problems in the school setting.
Oh, yes. Well, she couldn't read out loud in her reading group, and therefore her teacher wasn't able to test her IQ verbally.
Mm-hmm.
And she couldn't figure out her reading level. She had a speech therapist that she was working with that she just basically stopped working with her. She just shut down with her, and so the speech sessions were eventually canceled because she wouldn't participate. She just put up a wall of protecting herself, a wall that the teachers couldn't penetrate.
So I imagine this was causing the parents some stress.
It was terrible. She would come home and act up out of frustration, and she'd be screaming, crying, and basically she was taking it out on me. So I kind of took the brunt of it.
How was she doing that?
Well, she was basically carrying on. Any little thing would throw her off, or she'd be frustrated. Mostly it would be when bullies were picking on her. There's always bullies in a school or in some environment, and they would be targeting her, and she would come home hysterical crying. It was not a good situation, or she'd mouth back to me. Just when she was having a rough day, she would mouth back to me, and it was tough. It was a tough situation.
So she was whispering a little to the teachers in school. She wasn't talking to her classmates. They could not give her appropriate testing because she would not be verbal. What was going on in social scenarios with her peers?
Oh yeah, I became her entertainment guide, the entertainment center here, and I just had to keep doing things for her to put her in situations where she could be social and try to mingle with kids. That was a tough situation for me because she wasn't always working with me on that. It was tough.
Would she talk to her peers?
Only a few. Very few. Only a few close friends would she talk to. And she was comfortable with them. When you found her in an environment of a play setting, say a McDonald's, where they were playing in the tubes and jumping around, she would talk to total strange children. She didn't know them at all, and she felt they were no threat to her. And so she felt threatened by people that were adults or older children, were teachers, people that she felt in her mind could judge the way she sounded or spoke or read. She always felt like she was being judged somehow. And she also felt like she had a man's voice. I don't know where that came from, but she's always felt that. I don't know where that came from.
Now, your daughter has had selective mutism, and she also has been in special education. What was the character of her special needs? Why was she in special ed?
She has a developmental delay, so reading, math, and language skills were always a challenge for her.
So am I correct in understanding that because of the selective mutism, her overall lifestyle and yours as parents was greatly impacted?
Oh, it's terrible, yeah.
Where are you guys at now with the problem?
I would say the selective mutism is just about gone. She sometimes when she feels shy with someone, she'll whisper a little bit. You know, her voice will get softer, not whisper, but she'd talk softly. But she talks to just about everybody now.
And you told me something the other day that was interesting. What about the loudspeaker in school?
Oh, yeah. The teacher told me that Jessica has become her role model for talking on their PA system with reading the morning announcement. She does that by herself in a normal, clear voice.
That is...
Not prompting before, someone had to hold her hand. She does it all by herself now. They just send her out of the classroom and she walks down to the office and does it herself. So they're extremely impressed with that.
That's fabulous.
Yes, it is.
And I would imagine that with the mutism being mostly resolved, your lives as parents are a bit different too. Could you explain how things are different for you?
Oh, boy. It's a lot different because her social life is now starting to take off. She's opening herself up to friendships where before she couldn't reach out. So now it's expanding the people she's speaking to, and now they're getting to know her. And so she's finding friendships at church, in the teen group. At school, she's talking to everyone now, and they're all getting to know her values. They never knew what they were. And we found the nerve to send her to a church retreat for a whole week this summer, and she talked the whole time.